This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Nun Gimel, Se'if Chaf Hey. The Mechaber said, we don't remove a chazin unless we have a psul. The Mishnah Berurah explained that meant we have Edim. We don't remove him, the Ramah says, if they're just rumors. So let's say they're rumors that he lived with a Goya, or he was a Moisar. However, if Edim come, then we remove him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Ayin Zayin Oshemasar Adam. Shliach Tzibur HaMa'ayim Al Chaver L'masar L'Akam. A Shliach Tzibur that frightens his friend, that he's going to give him over to the authorities. V'loy Masar. And he didn't. Even though it's disgusting, even for an ordinary Jew to threaten that, he doesn't become possible by doing that. You scream at him. You warn him. If he talks like that again, then he ain't gonna be the chazan anymore. If he continues speaking like that, then it warrants his removal. Okay, Edim, meaning the Mechaber said, the Ramah said, that if Edim come, then we remove him, all of Edim. Medivri HaMagiram Le'el B'Siv Katan Zayin, Mashna, Da'filu B'Kala Dolei Pasek. If there's an incessant rumor, Yachid Moicha Alav L'Havirai, an individual could say, I don't want him. V'chei Mashna B'Yam Shol Shomen Chulin, Soif Simenon Beis, V'ayim Berber Halacha. So if we have Edim, that he was Moisar, or that he lived with a Goya, we remove him, says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Ayin Tesma, Avir Noisav him, Asa Tshuva, if he does Tshuva, Mahani Shol Lesal Goy, it helps to prevent his removal, Af Im Avar B'Mezit, even if he violated intentionally, Aval Lema Noisai, but if he violated Avir, and then he did Tshuva, now you want to point him, Avar B'Siv Hey, Bahagad B'Mezit Loi Mahani Tshuva. We learned earlier, that if someone violated a sin like this, B'Mezit, and he did tshuva. Tshuva is not going to work to appoint him. De'ein perkoi noya. He does not have a good background. Va'ayin shom Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nechabez. There the Mishnah Berurah writes the name of the Magen Avram, that even if he violated Aver B'mezid, then he could be a shatz kavua, except for Tainis and Yom Naram. V'im asa b'yaldusay Aver v'adayin lo shav. Let's say he didn't aver as a kid. He didn't do tshuva yet. Afiminu, even if you appointed him, avir noisai, you remove him. The pasul ba'avera le'edos. Because by committing such a sin, he's pasul le'edos. Fine. Weiter in the Rama. Ushleach tzibur shu shoychet abaydik. Ushleach tzibur who's a shoychet. Where he checks animals. Lo yispal v'begadim atzayim v'masrichim. He should not come to shul wearing, his butcher's outfit. Full of soaked in blood. It's disgusting. It doesn't smell good. He doesn't want to change. We remove him. Says Mishabura Hatsoyim. Let's say Shel Tzibur, because of an illness, or extenuating circumstances, he can't ensure his purity from a nocturnal emission. He has a condition, and he's going to be tamei. Ve'ein matar atzmei klal. He doesn't go to the mikvah. If he goes to the mikvah, fine. V'u shliach tzibur. And he's a shliach tzibur. Efshur b'yamim naram yeshul gerbo shirbo. Could be, for Yom Naram, you have to scold him to go to the mikvah. And if he doesn't, he should at least do 9 kavim. By the way, very interestingly, even those who are noyeg tefilas Ezra, by the way, Rabbi Yashav, Tfilas Ezra is not required. Not halacha. It's not a halacha. it was not accepted. It was it's davar she'efshel tzivur lamoid by. But let's say someone is makbid on that, and then they're roya keri la'ainsai. What does that mean? Not just la'ainsai, achayla. Achayla, someone's not feeling well. And he's roya keri, even those who are makbid on tefillas Ezra, there's not an inyan to go to the mikveh then. It's only if it's, the inyan of tefillas Ezra is if there are relations, or it's la'ainsai. But if it's machmas chayli, there's no inyan even of tefillas Ezra. Fine. But here you see that even this person, he sees Kari Machmas Oinsai because of a Choyla, and he doesn't go to the mikvah. It could be you don't even have to say anything to him, Yom Naraim. Could be you do, but it could be you don't. At least he should remove his soiled garments. If he's not going to listen to the sages to wash himself very well, and to remove his soiled garments, roy lahaviroy, it is fit to remove him. Now, if he doesn't want to change his clothing, then we remove him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkatan peyala. V'toyv sheyachlif begadav hamulchlachim kalayoyim, kishaholech ben abriyos. Stam, it's a good idea for Shel Tzibor. He should not be wearing his dirty clothing that he wears the whole day when he goes among people. Shelo yehei bechlal hamasniyim. So he should not be among those who cause distaste to the Torah. D'chshem shetam l'chacham asar latzis b'shuk b'gad m'l'chacham. Kach Shel Tzibor, af al pisheinu tam l'chacham. So Shel Tzibor is an ambassador of a certain way. Just like a tam l'chacham has to have clean clothing, so too does a Shliach Tzibor. A little bit more in the Rama. Ushel Tzibor Hamanabel Piv. Ushel Tzibor, who he speaks Nivel Pet. Oishimaranein Vishire Hanachrim. Or he sings Gentile songs. Mimachin Biyadar Shalasiskin. We protest that he shouldn't do this. Vimeno Shemea, if he doesn't listen, Mavir and Oisai, we remove him. Now, does this mean he hums it to himself? Or does that mean he uses it for Kedusha? So let's see, the Mishnah Berurah, we'll start it and we'll continue tomorrow. Beshirei Hanachrim, right? So Loimar Benigun, Shanachrim Menagnim by Avodah Zarah Shem, the tunes that Gentiles use for their Avodah Zarah. Now, the Dershu brings, what about to sing the tune without the words? The Shevet Alevi says that the Rama is Mevuar, that it's Asar. Now, is this if he sings it only during davening? Or is it like on his own? He's walking down the street and he's humming a carol. So, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's only if he sings it B'Shas HaTfilah. The shots that's menabel piv is even if he does it at home. The Sefer Chassidim also writes shekol amenagnim b'fnei avodah zarah lo yasa oisai l'kadosh baruch hu. But the Levush says no, that's not the reason. The reason why a shatz that sings songs of goyim we remove him, because since he accustoms himself to these songs, he contaminates his spirit. So it's a big nafgamina. Could a shliach tzibor in his spare time listen to, you know, rock and roll? So according to the the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he's not recommending it, but it doesn't passel him. According to the Levush, it contaminates him. He can't be a shatz. And also, if he's listening to Gentile music, it's not possible that during the tefillah he's not thinking about it. So his tefillah is achura. His tefillah is.
The Mishnah Berurah says it's nikunim that they sing for avodah zarah.
Uh huh.
Not the rock and roll is included in
that. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yeager is giving us a heter for rock and roll. Good, Baruch Hashem.
Please delete that from the recording.
No, we'll fix you. We'll fix you up. Lamaisa. Yeah, Pashtus, those are the words of the Mishnah Berura. The question is it a din that you're not to sing it during tefillah? Why? Because it's used for Avodah Zarah, so it's mechur to sing it for tefillah. Or the Lashon of the Levush is, if you sing Shirei Akum, it's metame ruchai v'gufai. So is that a din only in Shirei Avodah Zarah? Or even, let's say, Shirei Akum, which are kulay gilui arayos, it's also metame ruchai. Okay.
You can be a deep in the fact that the Rama puts the two together. Manabal Piv is clearly in your own Dalaramas. So Lashara the Nigunim also is referring to that.
Again, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says explicitly not like that. Right? But yeah, the Pashtus is Also, what about the other diak? If the problem with nibble piv is it's menavel piv, so the problem with shirei nachrim is also also similar to that. Meaning, is it only shliotzi menavel piv and meranim b'shirei nachrim? That's an issue with avodah zarah. One is an issue of nibble piv. One is an issue of avodah zarah. Or are they both sort of the same problem? Okay, we'll read this Mishnah Berurah more tomorrow. What?
Maybe those were Stamba songs back then, that's what Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Galatia songs were the songs of Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Again, you know, when I say do rock and roll, I mean, you know, that has either objectionable lyrics, you know? So even if you're not singing those words, like the Lavosh says, it's Metameis Ruchai. But if it's about, you know, tearing down the Iron Curtain, so, you know, Jewish singers have the same types of songs also. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.